Dehainu doimim. From doimim comes forth tzomeach. V'zehu chiddush sheyesh b'hatzomeach ma she'ein kein b'shum yesoid. This is something that's unique about tzomeach that you don't find in any of the other elements. Not in medaber, not in chai, not in doimim. Tzomeach is the only case where the plant, which is called tzomeach, comes from a different element, comes from doimim, comes from the earth. It grows from the earth. Sheyesoid hatzomeach godel mehadoimim daika sheyesoid acha legamri. The alkane, and therefore, b'hatzomeach, shetzomeach min oretz, in this plant which grows from the ground, boze onuroyim b'chush, sheyesh koyach lahafoich mi behema l'odo, mi chay l'medaber, mi guf v'nefesh. If we want to see how it's possible to change from animal into human, you can't do that by mating two animals or mating an animal and a human and they'll generate. Can't do that. It ain't going to do anything. But by looking at tzomeach, looking at plants, and seeing that it's possible to go from doimim to tzomeach, it's possible to change from doimim to tzomeach, we could understand that it's also possible on a spiritual level to change from behema to human being, to change from guf into nefesh. As we see, as we're able to see in real life, look at this. I see it is possible. I see Hashem made it possible in this world to go from one yesoid to a different yesoid, to go from earth, that the earth should produce plants, that doimim should produce tzomeach. If that's possible, then even if I feel like a complete behema, I know that it's possible to change from behema into Adam. And if in the conflict going on inside of me between body and soul, the body keeps winning, and I'm trying to figure out how in the world, I know that it's possible to convert the body, to change body into soul, just like it's possible to from earth to bring forth tzomeach. Kizeh klal. Because this is a fact, shekol madrega shehu lemala mi madrega hatachtoina, any level that's above the one below it, hu bechinas nefesh legabi hatachtoina, is called nefesh compared to the one below it. Whenever we talk about a higher level, lower level, the higher one is more spiritual than the one below it. Even if the higher one is very physical, it's very materialistic, compared to the one below it, it's called nefesh. Kegoin, for example, geder hamedaber keneged hachai, the category of humans compared to the one below it, animals, hu bechinas nefesh negdoi. Human beings are referred to as nefesh compared to animals. V'hachai shehu behema, whereas chai, which is, for an example, is a behema, hu bechinas guf keneged ha'odam. Compared to the category above him, compared to humans, the chai is called body. The chai is body, the human is soul. V'chein tzomeach l'gabi adoimim. The same thing is true when we talk about plants versus inanimate objects, versus doimim. The plants are bechinas nefesh, the tzomeach is nefesh, v'hadoimim hu bechinas guf negdoi. The doimim is called guf compared to the tzomeach. Ki ho arbo yesoides analhim keneged arbo ilomois. Because these four basic, these four categories, doimim, tzomeach, chai, medaber, correspond to the four worlds, which are Atzilus. The highest one is called Atzilus. Eitzel, it's the one closest to Hashem. Under it is Bria. Under that is Yitzira. And the bottom one is called Asiya. Vezeh Yodua. And this is a known fact in the Sifrei Kabbalah. She Yitzira keneged Asiya hu bechinas nefesh. That the Olam HaYitzira, compared to the one below it, compared to Asiya, Yetzira is called soul. Va'asiya hu bechinas guf keneged yitzira. The olam ha'asiya is called body compared to yitzira. One of the ways that we see this is because keep in mind the body is a levush for the soul, right? The soul is inside. The body is a case. It's the carrying case for the soul. And so too with the worlds. Very often we speak about that the Olam Ha'asiya is a levush for the Olam Ha'yetzira. You understand? The lower one is the guf, the higher one is the nefesh. The lower one is the chitzonius, the higher one is the pnimius. Whenever we're comparing two groups. Nimtza, we see therefore, shalidei shegodel hatzoymeach min ha'oretz daika, that based on the fact, the reality, that plants grow from the ground, that's where we're able to see, in nature, we're able to see a transition from body to soul. That the body gives power, gives strength to the soul to give it the ability to grow and develop and be able to accomplish what it has to accomplish in Avodas Hashem through the fact that the soul is cloaked in a body. We see that in the plants. Because what nourishes the plants? The earth. What gives the plant the ability to grow and blossom and boom and everything? What determines the growth of the plant? The earth. The nutrients in the earth, the water in the earth. That's, so Rav Nosson says, here we see that how the body is treated will determine, will have major, major effect on the development and success of the soul. Just like the earth is the one which is going to determine the success and hatzlocha of the plant. Because the guf, when it's being dealt with the right way, the guf gives koyach to the nefesh. Rabbi Nizal writes in Likut Imran and other Hasidic form all write about it, that this is one of the reasons why on Shabbos we dress up in Shabbos clothes, we eat much better food. Why? Because that's the lighter fluid for the soul. We're not, the body is secondary. Our main interest isn't the body, but this is how you give the soul a kick in the pants to say, hey, up you, get up, go higher, higher, higher. The way we do it is by giving the body a high, that gives that fuels, that pushes the soul to a super high. There's a mashal, I think, that the Baal Shem Tov gives of a prince who was a bad boy, and the king told him, you do this one more time, I'm going to throw you out. And he was a bad boy again, 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 until the king saw he had no choice. And he threw him out, and he really threw him out. He threw him far, far away. He exiled him far away from the kingdom. And the son felt tremendous remorse. He felt terrible about it, but nothing. The king said, you're out for a year. You're going to learn your lesson, man. Then one day he got a letter from his father. He was sure after a month of being away from daddy, he figured daddy forgot about me, forget the year. He's going to forget, I'm going to stay here 100 years. You know, he forgot about me totally. One day he gets a letter from his father and he's so excited, you know, because he sees he was wrong, that the father didn't forget everything. And he reads the letter and the father says how much he misses him, the kid, everything, you know, unbelievable. And he wants that the son wants to celebrate. He's so excited. He doesn't know what to do with himself. But he's in jail. He's in prison with a whole bunch of, you know, ruffians and everything. So what does he do? He gets hold of a little bottle of vodka and he gives it to all the other guys there because he knows when these guys drink, they get very excited. They dance and jump, you know. So he gives them some stuff to drink, you know, and they get drunk and they're dancing and he's dancing. They're dancing baloney. They're dancing stupidity. He's dancing. He's on the highest high because of the, not because of the vodka, because of the letter from the king. The Baal Shem Tov said, this is Shabbos. You have the prince is the soul. The drunks, the body. We have to give the body what it needs for it to smile, dress up the body in beautiful clothes, and eat a delicious meal and all of that stuff so that the soul will be able to celebrate in the form that it celebrates, learning deep Torah and Tefillah, you know, higher level Torah, higher level Tefillah, all the different things that it's going to do. V'daiko al yedei haguf tzoymachas ugedela b'avodas Hashem yisborach. And it's specifically through the guf that the nefesh blossoms and succeeds and flies in avodas Hashem. Kemoy hatzoymeach shegodel minoretz daiko, like the plant whose growth comes from the earth, from the ground. Shehu b'chinas guf negdoi, which is like the body compared to the plant. If we refer to the plant as soul, then the earth is the body. Ki ein royin b'chush hisapchus miyisoy l'chaveiroi k'moy sheroyin bat semeach menoretz. We do not see this transition, this transfer from one yisoid to another in any other scenario like we see when it comes to these two, you know, doimeim and tzoymeach, like we see from plants that grow from the ground. She'ikr hisavus v'gidla tzoymeach hu al yedei yesoid achar lemata mimenu, whereby the whole development and success of the plant does not come from another plant. The other plant can't help it in any way. The other trees that are next to this tree can't help this tree in any way. The only thing that can help, that will determine the success or failure of this tree, is the ground underneath it, the earth underneath it. That's what's going to determine the whole success of the tree. The thing that's going to determine the success of the soul is the body. The body, how the body is dealt with, that's going to determine the whole success of the soul. And it's through the offer, the earth, that the plant blossoms forth and grows and everything. So it's the earth, which is body, is the one that's raising the tzoymeach, the plant or the tree, which is nefesh compared to the earth. And the earth is being converted, the strength, the power of the earth is being converted to the plant, the tree. What's kicking that tree up, what's making that tree grow, you know, 50 feet high or 500 feet high, with the leaves, with the fruit in it, is the earth. The energy, the strength that it's getting from the earth. Shezehu mamish. This is exactly the thing we've been talking about in the past few pages here. This concept of converting the body into soul. Elevating the body to the soul. And therefore, it's impossible for any plants or vegetation to grow from the ground without rain. It needs water. Kimei hagshomim hein bechinas chesed. Because rainwater is a concept of chesed, kindness. Kimayim hein bechinas chesed. Because water, throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah, it speaks about meimei hachesed, the waters of kindness. V'nikroim givurois kshomim. And yet, we find the first Mishnah Masechta Tainus speaks about rain, and it says, Mazkirin Gevurois Gishomim. We mention the Gevura of rain, you know, on this and this date. Ki Yordin Bigvura, Mibchinas Gevurois. Because rain comes down with force, with power, from Gevurois. It originates from Gevurois. Veze Bechinas Hamtokas Hadinim. This is the concept that's mentioned throughout all the Sifrei Kabbalah of sweetening the gvurois, sweetening the din. Shehagvurois vahadinim nimtokim at shemehem daiko yoyredes hahashpo shehememe achesed shiorden derech hagvura. That the gvurois, the harshness, the judgment is sweetened and converted until it results in shefa, until it results in a flow of kindness and nourishment and goodness from Hashem, which is this meimei hachesed, these waters of kindness, sheyordin derech hagvura, which come down via gvura. It had to go through a phase called gvura first, and then it can come down chesed, just like day and night, right? Vayihi erev, vayihi voiker, yom echad. First you have night, then you have day. That's one complete cycle. Here also, the rain, which is chesed, which is day, is preceded, it originates from gevura. It originates from thunder, lightning, all gevurois. V'ram gevurois as mizban. P'chinas gevurois k'shamim, as the Mishnah says. U'kemoshe'isa b'zoyer HaKodesh, and as the Zoyer HaKodesh says, maya liyamina inun, water is on the right side. And the Zohar v'chulu, and the Zohar Kodesh elaborates on that, and then it says valdo taninon, and this is why we learn in the Mishnah gevurois gishomim. If the question is, if water is chesed, then why does the Mishnah say gevura? The answer is it's a chesed that comes from gevura, from turning the gevura around into chesed. There's a pasuk, a famous pasuk that we say every day, yeah, begevurois yesha yeminoi, from the gevurois comes forth his right hand, the right hand. Nimtza she'ein hakshomim yordim ela al yedei hamtokas adinim. So we see from the Zohar HaKodesh and from the Gemara that the only way that rain, which is chesed, the only way you can have rain is from gevurois. You have to have gevurois, and you have to correct those gevurois, you have to convert those gevurois, then you have the chasodim, the rain. Which means the sweetening of the five levels of Gvura, which are represented by the five letters in the Aleph Beis, Mem Nun Tzadik Peichov, Shezehu Iker Bechinas Hisalus HaNefesh Kanal, which Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran, Torah Lamed Zayin, the chapter that this whole halacha is based on. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that the sweetening of these five gvurais, that's the main thing that elevates the soul. Dahainu, shenimtak v'nishapech midin lechesed. We sweeten and convert din into chesed. Sheze bechinas hishapchus miguf lanefesh. This is similar to the conversion from body to soul. It's very timely, hopefully, that we're learning this now, because we need rain. Those of us that are privileged to live in Eretz Yisrael, today is Chai Mar Cheshvan, it's 18 days in Cheshvan, and we're saying Mashiv Aruach already for a while, and we're even saying the same Talamotar. And it's been years since we've had some real, serious, consistent rains. So this is something that's got to be on everybody's agenda, because the Gemara says that a day of rain is higher than Tchias HaMesim. It's a very holy thing. When it rains in Eretz Yisrael, it's a super, super Kiddusha. It's a bracha. It's that we're going to see soon. We're going to have a few pages on this. That it's very, very special. This is something that we're praying for. Halavai should be Zoruch. It says that whenever Rabbeinu Zal wanted to bring something, wanted to make something happen, he would say Torah on that item. And by saying Torah about the item, that would bring about the tikkun that was needed in that item. We should be zecher at the schus of learning Rabbeinu Zal Sforim, Rabbi Nilson Zal Sforim, learning about the rain, that Hashem should have Rachmonas on Eretz Yisrael and give us real Gishmei Bracha.